a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Speaking of friends, we've got some in the studio.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Hey. This is fun.
Yeah.
It's the choir of boys and Loggy.
Thank you.
AJ is here as the quiz master. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Happy Mean Girls Day, as a side note. It is October 3rd today, so it is Mean Girls Day.
I love that. Good on you, AJ.
I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means, Will Boddington?
See how I was silent there?
Yeah.
Because of your cheeky dig at me before, saying I said nothing? No, I don't know what it means.
you could have just said nothing.
If you haven't seen Mean Girls, go home and watch it tonight. It is a magnificent film.
Yeah. I can't remember the reference.
Yeah, on October 3rd, he asked me what day it is. It's October 3rd.
Cool.
Go, you Glen Coco.
No. I think it's You Go, Glen Coco, isn't it? That's the one I know.
Loggy and I are having the time of our lives thinking about this movie due to our
dyslexic.
Misremembering quotes. All right, let's see how we go remembering lyrics, because AJ, you are going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs if they're news bulletins. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Mm. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Will.
Loggy. Now, Will, you are playing for Lingy
today. Yeah, so I think you What's might have score? To say Lingy. I don't think you have
I should say Lingy?
Yeah, I don't think. If you want to answer. Yeah.
Like, do I have ground to make up? Is he...
Oh, yes, he's way back.
Okay. I think we're tied.
You two are tied, and Lingy did get the point last week, but he is a little bit of distance.
Okay. All right.
That'll be the first time he gets the point far out. Okay.
What is the theme today, AJ?
Well, in the last couple of years, you may have noticed over social media, a certain kind of music has been making a resurgence. Some call it divorced dad rock, some call it butt rock. I call it bro rock.
Okay. Or yacht rock.
So we're going
with other
that.
Kinds of rock. Hard rock, soft rock.
No, it's none of those kinds of rock. It's bro rock, so bro that rock. Is our
bro
thing
rock.
Today.
Okay.
Do you know what that
it.
Means?
I have no idea, but
I'm You guys all follow me on social media. Yeah. I post this kind of music a lot.
Really?
All
right. Okay.
Mm. I tend to skip past.
That helps.
So the theme is AJ today.
Yeah. Lingy, do you know what bro rock is?
We'll see, I guess.
Hang on. I also said this to you, Loggy, just before we rip in. I feel like there is a non-zero chance of it being a stitch-up to get Lingy a point having Will play, because that was suggested by AJ and they could be cahootsing in the newsroom before coming in.
See, it's actually quite the opposite. I feel like AJ's just trying to stitch me up as much as he can.
Okay.
We may have been given rides on Lincorp's helicopter to give him some points.
Okay, here we go. It's the Bro Rock edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number one.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. This time, this place, misused mistakes too long. Too late, who was I to make you wait? Aww. Just one chance, just one breath, just in case there's just one left. Because you know. I love you, I loved you all along, and I miss you. I've been far away for far too long. I keep dreaming you'll be with me, and you'll never go. So stop breathing if I don't see you anymore.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Damn.
It's right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't get it. Do you want to have a guess, Tom?
All right. Is it like Nickelback Far Away?
It's Nickelback Far Away. Let's hear it.
Well, you said Far Away, and I was like, who sings that Far Away song? Is that Nickelback?
See, I was like, it sounds Nickelback-esque, but I would never... Good on you, Tom. That is... Well,
nice
that's from almost the worth 2 points.
From the clouds.
What did Nickelback ever do to anyone?
No, nothing.
Good on them. Broke into their schoolyard. Okay, here we go. Question number two, Bro Rock.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is going to change. Yep. I close my eyes, begin to pray the Lucky. Tears of...
It's Creed.
Yeah. Damn it.
Take Me Higher.
No.
No.
Tom, it's Creed, Arms Wide Open.
Let's hear it.
Do you know what any of this is?
I'm just not very good.
I didn't mean that in a barb way. I just meant like...
It sounded like a barb.
Okay.
just
Yeah. Bro rock, you know, I'm all over it.
I'm staying out of it.
No, I just thought this might be a way for you, because you like to drive through coffee shops and try and get dates. So maybe maybe if you blur up.
What a drive by.
Isn't that what happened on Drive?
Oh, I feel mortally
wounded.
Isn't
that what you were talking about with Chip and Jeff? So maybe if you crank the cream.
What the hell, look.
I'm talking about drive through, drive by. More likely.
Maybe he could use this style of music to. No, I meant it in a nice way.
Just keep digging, Locke. Just keep
soul.
Digging.
For anyone keen, 5223295.
Yeah, he is beautiful. Got an amazing moustache.
So your solution to my dating struggles is to wind the window down and play Creed.
In fairness, that is the solution to all life problems, is to play more Creed.
All right, look, we have been going a bit long. Let's squeeze in one more.
But you won, didn't you?
I know, but let's squeeze in one more, because this is a bit of fun. Question number three.
Sorry, Will.
It's the bro rock edition of Lyrical Headline.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. It's just one of those days,
Lobby,
where you don't...
It's Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff.
Let's hear it!
Yes, I had a feeling the third song would be awesome also.
Oh, that was good. And can I just say, I want to dedicate
Limp Bizkit
that...
on thinking about what you've said to me.
I know. I just want to dedicate that win, that semi-win. You won,
that
Tom.
Point.
You've won, but that point was for Will. I'm sorry.
Just pull one out for your dating life and how it gets rolled out on the radio.
No, thanks for dragging me in here, guys, and letting me play. Really appreciate it. Yeah.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, AJ.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I was sort of drawn into a world that I had not been a part of before, really.
Mm.
And I was like, cool, all right, I'm going to go with this. Let's roll with it.
Oh. Yeah.
And then just as quickly as it was introduced to me, it was ripped away from me.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
And I would like some sort of explanation, a bit more information, and sort of the full story, if you will. So
I can't help you.
I opened my Instagram and in my inbox, I had a message in my DMs. And I flicked over, ready for the usual abuse from a random person about my already below average reputation.
Yeah.
It was not that. It was a group chat that had been started.
I knew it.
By one Lauren Loggy Testamukos. Yeah. And the group chat consisted of... You.
Yeah.
Me.
Yes.
And your beautiful mother.
I know.
Hell's Bells.
Yeah.
And I was like, hang on a second. What's this about?
Yeah.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what a special moment
mm.
to be able to be sort of not in the room with both of you wonderful women, but at least in a digital sense anyway.
Yeah.
And so I opened up the group chat.
Yeah.
And there was a video that had been shared. It looked like some sort of reel arrangement.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd shared it. And then your mum had replied with 4 laughing emojis.
Yes.
And then you had written, okay, so this was a group accident, ha ha.
Yes.
And then I said, well, now I'm invested. Tell me more.
Yes.
And then you removed me from the group chat.
Okay, so the video was of a video of a cat.
Yeah.
Right? And the cat was grimacing, and it said, me trying to act supportive and grateful when my husband starts putting things away but everything is in the wrong place.
Mm.
And I said, mum, cat videos. And that one was like cat and how bad are men combined.
Yeah.
Perfect, right?
Right.
Amazing.
Mm.
And I went to send it to her, but somehow I added you into a specific group, which I have never done and can't figure out how I've actually done it on Instagram.
Great.
And so now there was a group, and I thought, damn, do I just cancel it straight away, or do I let you see what's happening? Then you replied, And then I thought, you know what? I've had just about enough. So then I've removed you from the group. I removed mum from the group.
Oh, did you?
And now I don't know how to remove myself from the group. So now I'm just there alone.
I've got an option to delete chat, but I am not going to because I want to hold on to the memes of that one time I was in the inner sanctum of the Tamuscus women.
Okay. Look, a lot of people have wanted to be where you are right now.
Well, do you know?
But it's just, you need to just move on and realise it was a mistake.
Well, you know how there's always a group chat and then there's always a side group chat.
Yeah.
There's a side group chat and guess what? You're not part of it.
Oh, really? You and the cat?
Helen and I.
Oh.
And the cat.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So AI is getting smarter and it can be quite concerning, really. Where's it going and what's it doing and is it coming for our jobs? Well, maybe. The thing is, it can help in so many different areas as well, especially if you're studying. Mm. And I mean, a lot of exams and stuff like that coming up. So this might be something that you're interested in hearing.
Yeah, sure.
Because there is something called Notebook LM. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, Google-based. I just found out about this week.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So just say if you were using it for study purposes, you could upload all your notes into it. And what it does, yeah, it can nut it all down into easy-to-understand terms and stuff, just like a ChatGP. But the thing is, it can make life easier for you when it comes to learning if you are a lover of podcasts.
Okay.
Because what Notebook LM can do is take the information that you give it, and only you give it, so it won't get it from outside sources.
Yeah.
You can upload your lectures or your study notes or whatever, and it will make it into a two-person podcast.
What? What?
So I have gone to our K-Rock page.
Oh.
And I've gone to our About section our bio of Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
That my bio was last updated in like 2016
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, same mine. And what it's done is it spat out a podcast for us.
About us. Okay.
I've got it here.
I'm nervous.
I'm assuming it's not going to have any swears. I'm assuming. But look, do you want to have a bit of a listen?
Okay.
All right, so today we're diving deep. Right into the heart of Geelong Radio.
We are. We're going behind the voices, behind those microphones.
Exactly. Getting to know the personalities, the people who make Show Name Redacted so popular.
Because everyone's listening in Geelong and the Surf Coast. Geelong. But do we really know them?
That's the question, isn't it? And lucky for us, we've got their team bio.
Hey.
They use that term loosely.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. This thing looks like it was typed up 5 minutes before they went live.
Makes it fun. Okay, first up, Tom. Family beer basketball sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah. No particular order, right? Classic Tom. That girl dad energy just oozes out of the bio.
Okay. Amazing.
Can you imagine the stories? One minute he's at a tea party with his daughters.
We're rocking a tutu, probably.
Next minute, boom, he's courtside in his favorite NBA jersey. The man's a chameleon.
And speaking of transformations, did you see the part about his on-again, off-again gym journey?
So relatable, right? It's like he's speaking to every person who's ever bought a gym membership in January.
And maybe fallen off the wagon by February.
Oh, my God.
It's honest. It's endearing. It's so Geelong.
This is scary.
Okay, next up, we have Lingy, unofficial mayor of Geelong.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right. That just screams local legend. If you want to know what's happening in Geelong, ask Lingy.
He's got his finger on the pulse, knows everyone, goes everywhere. Except apparently on the V-line.
Wait, what's this about the V-line?
Check this out. Avoids eye contact at all costs while riding the V-line. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. That is so specific and so accurate. You know he wrote that from experience.
Right. You can practically smell the salt and vinegar chips on the train with him. Oh, and speaking of food.
Don't tell me he's got a kebab place he swears by.
Nailed it. Says he's a regular. At Kebab Place Redacted. No judgment here, Lingy.
None whatsoever. Although it's interesting to see that right after the kebab confession, he talks about working at a pastry factory in his younger days.
Whoa, I missed that. Okay, so from pastries to kebabs, Lingy's clearly seen it all in Geelong.
He's probably tasted it all, too. Okay, last but not least, we've got Loggy.
Here we go.
The woman, the myth, the legend. Apparently got her nickname from getting her head stuck in a log.
You can't make that up. That's like peak childhood adventure story right there.
Talk about making an impression. But then You read on, and she's a fencing champion.
Whoa! Hold on, fencing. As in, with the swords and the masks and everything?
The whole shebang. Oh, and it doesn't stop there. She's also into traditional dance.
Yeah.
Now, that is a combination I never would have seen coming. Talk about a Renaissance woman.
Right, like, love you, what can't you do? Oh, also, fun fact, she's originally from Werribee.
Interesting. So she brings a bit of an outsider's perspective to the team then.
That's what I'm wondering. Does she fully embrace the Geelong life now?
The Geelong?
Or is there still a bit of Werribee in her heart?
Amazing.
Only time will tell, I guess. But hey, maybe that's the beauty of Show Name Redacted. You've got Tom, the relatable dad, Lingy, the Geelong guru, and Loggy, with her surprising talents and unique background.
It's like they designed this team in a lab to be the most entertaining radio trio in Geelong.
And it works, so next time you're listening, pay attention to the little things, the jokes, the stories, the way they play off each other.
Aww. It's those little glimpses into their personalities that make you feel like you're part of the conversation.
Exactly. It's like hanging out with friends, just with better music and way more kebab talk.
You can't forget the kebab.
No kebab talk.
That was incredible. I loved every second of it.
Oh my God, me too. So I don't know whether our job, like, they did way better than us.
They did so
she
much.
She didn't stuff up once.
I know, right?
That's not Show Name Redacted that you know and love.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.